Well, I've been asked to start by talking about how William transformed England. Well, actually, I know this question appears on A-level examination papers, but it's actually a nonsensical question. The capacity of one man to transform an entire kingdom attributes to him power that no modern totalitarian regime could command. The way we actually need to formulate the question is to think of short-term change, long-term change, and a very, very complicated process, which ultimately involves human reaction to conquest and the ideology and behavioural patterns which are associated with conquest. In theory, he didn't want to change anything. In theory, he announced he wasn't changing anything. He was another king of the English, legitimately crowned and whose cause was legitimated by victory in battle. In fact, of course, massive changes occurred, but the way in which we think about them is something which needs to be thought about across the long term.